In this edition of Dear AFA, primary vacation bidding closes tomorrow, Hurricane Sandy relief, pass and CGA travel, seniority board date error, drafting pay, family and medical leave act. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, November the 6th, 2012, and this is Chicago Council 8 volunteer Ian Compel reporting. Don't forget to bid during the first primary vacation phase of 2013 vacations. Phase 1 primary 2013 vacation bidding closes tomorrow, November 7th, 2012, at local domicile time. Phase 1 vacation will be posted no later than November 2012. For the tenants who do not bid to come themselves and the bid is determined to be insufficient, will be assigned vacation during the primary Phase 1 vacation bidding in seniority order from December backwards through January. For the tenants who have placed a bid on file from the assigned vacation period, during phase 1 of vacation bidding. Phase 2 secondary vacation bidding is open on November 16th, 2012. You can read more about vacation bidding on our website. As we know, some of our members remain affected by Hurricane Sandy and are still in need of assistance. Without prompting, many of you have reached out to your flight partners who have been affected by the storm. And as we always do, we are caring for each other. In those instances where you're not in physical proximity to offer assistance, you may also donate money to charitable organizations such as the AFA CWA Disaster Relief Fund, where 100% of the funds donated go to members in need or the American Red Cross. For those in need of emergency assistance as a result of the storm, there are several resources available. The AFA CWA Disaster Relief Fund, American Red Cross, Union Plus Disaster Relief Grants, FEMA, Alliant Credit Union, Vision Service Plan, United We Care Employee Relief Fund, U-Haul, and Sparefoot Self-Storage. We have compiled a list of resources on our Hurricane Sandy Disaster Relief page for your reference. Over the past several weeks, we have received a number of reports from flight attendants around the system regarding errors involving seniority for pass and CJA travel. While the source of these discrepancies is different and unique, the result has been frustrating as members have worked to reconcile the differences. With the assistance of labor relations, issues regarding the discrepancy with the past travel, seniority dates are being resolved on an individual basis when identified to the company. Working with United's IT department, an effort is underway to resolve the broader issue for the system to ensure that all flight attendants and their past travel eligible family members, buddies, and enrolled friends are traveling based on the seniority to which they are properly entitled. As for CJA travel, AFA brought to the company's attention a problem with the board date displayed on the pass rider list for those traveling CJA. Initially, the identified problem had flight attendants displayed on the pass rider list for CJA using their company seniority date rather than the in-flight flight attendant classification seniority date. Management took action to display the SW classification board year and continues to work on having those traveling CJA displayed based on the SW seniority date. United's IT department is reported to have created a fix for the error. Testing is ongoing, and the expected implementation date to correct the CJA seniority SW classification seniority displayed on pass riders list is to be November 15, 2012. The ongoing efforts to resolve these issues are appreciated. With the upcoming holidays and potential for winter storms around the corner, it is important to know the drafting provisions of our contract. The drafting of line holders is provided for only after exhausting the order of assignment as set forth in Section 9.1 and 12.Q of our contract, Section 8G provides for the recently negotiated improvements to our drafting pay. In addition to the new drafting pay provision, there are pay ramifications involving holiday pay when drafted. When drafted away from a holiday ID to fly a non-holiday ID, the scheduled holiday pay must be considered when making the flight pay calculation. A comparison must be made between the dollar value of the ID flown, including any applicable holiday pay, to the value of the ID from which drafted, including holiday pay. If the value of the ID from which drafted, including holiday pay, is greater than the value of the ID to which flown, the flight attendant is entitled to pay differential or the greater of the two. This differential, once calculated as a result of the comparison, will be posted in the DFAP in the form of an hour and minute posting. When you are given a drafting assignment, we encourage you to have the scheduler clarify that you have, in fact, been drafted and under which section of the contract that is being done. To ensure that the drafting is correctly applied, request the scheduler remark the ID appropriately, including GRFT. This will assist flight time records when making their manual review of pay associated with each drafting situation.
We encourage all flight attendants who have been drafted to check their DFAP records in May 2012. The company implemented new DFAP cert codes for the 2.5 hours drafting pay. The last three digits of the cert code for drafting pay are 169. For those individuals working language or premium pay positions, the last three digits of the cert code that will be used to recording drafting pay with the appropriate premiums are 269. The Family and Medical Leave Act of 1993 provides unpaid job protected leave to employees who are unable to work because of a serious health condition, the serious health condition of an eligible family member, or the birth placement of a child. This U.S. federal law also provides certain military family leave entitlements related to deployments and the care of a covered service member with a serious injury or illness. Leave may be taken intermittently or all at once as a block as the medical condition requires. Flight attendants on traditional work schedules had excluded many of us from the benefits of FMLA since the 1,250-hour threshold for qualification was based on the traditional 40-hour work week. Due to the unique method in which flight attendants' hours of work are calculated, it was virtually impossible to meet these minimum standards. AFA-CWA members engaged in persistent lobbying efforts, phone calling, and wrote tens of thousands of letters to members of Congress to secure access to FMLA for all flight attendants. In December of 2009, President Obama signed into law the Airline Flight Crew Technical Corrections Act, amending the Family and Medical Leave Act of 1993, FMLA, to include a consideration of unique work schedules, allowing us the right to qualify. If you have worked or been paid for at least 504 hours during the 12-month period you need for FMLA, excluding time on call, occupational, sick list, or vacation, you meet the hours of work requirements, flight attendants can determine the eligibility for FMLA by contacting the flight attendant support team, option 4 and then option 5. Up to 12 weeks of FMLA leave can be taken in any 12-month period. If you have an on-the-job occupational injury, it may benefit you to apply for family leave for the same condition. Although the company has its own FMLA forms, we encourage members to use the Department of Labor FMLA application forms available on our website to ensure all necessary information and only the necessary information is provided by the employee to the employer. Using these forms will assist you in any appeal process should there be a need for it. Remember, once there is an actual absence, these forms are to be faxed to the Family Medical Leave Administrator at the Employee Service Center within 15 calendar days. This form should not be given to any flight attendant supervisor. Please visit the FMLA page of our website for more information on the eligibility and application process. You will also find other useful resources to assist with filing for FMLA. If you have further questions, contact your local counsel. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.